Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jody Cameron, Jody Mack from Training Camp 94 WIP. Coming up this segment, I'm going to tell you a ridiculous comment in the last couple days from a former Philadelphia athlete. Need Jody's ruling if the player is as out of line as I believe he is. Nonsensical would be a nice way to put it. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brian in Boyertown right now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Joe. Jody, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
It is our pleasure, Brian.
Hey, as far as the Sixers go, whoever they try to acquire, your fans are always going to complain about who it is until the season starts and they start winning. Then they're all on board.
Well, I don't think many people would complain about acquiring a talent like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, but, I mean, there's always going to be some disappointers.
Well, remember this, Brian. There's a difference between winning, which the Sixers do typically do in the regular season, and winning to the point where you become elite and a true threat to win the title, which, frankly,
right,
they've never been. I mean, they get up into the 51, 52, 53 win. But it's not like they've put up what teams normally put up when they win a title, which is a 60-game regular season. That's being great. That's being a real threat.
Right. I think it's hilarious what's happening in the Nets and Ben Simmons being there. I get a chuckle out of that.
I did too, man.
And Jody, as far as the Phillies go, what do you think they need to do to solidify their position now when they play against the Mets?
Well, the Mets are coming up this weekend. I haven't checked the pitching rotation yet. Hopefully you only get DeGrom and or Scherzer, not DeGrom and Scherzer. That would be a tough task. Yeah, you want to make a statement. They've been beating up the bad teams. They swept the Pirates. They couldn't beat the Cubs. That was kind of eye-opening. They're gonna have a couple of series left between now and the end of the season against teams that they may be matching up with in the playoffs. I think there are statement games there. Yeah, this is a pretty big weekend series.
Yeah, hopefully that Cubs series don't come back to haunt them. And Jody, can you do me a favor?
What do you need?
I need a shout-out to a couple listeners. My daughter and my son-in-law, Amber and Tom, getting married this Saturday.
I have one piece of advice to you. Don't fall down when you walk her down the aisle. You used to be able to get away with that. No more.
Yeah,
everybody's got a camera, and everybody's going to be pointing at you, big guy, going down that center aisle. So don't you dare fall down.
No, that'll be between the drinks.
save the drinks till after.
Hey, Brian, give me a great answer for a famous transition.
As far as transition, I have Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Already what said. Give me a different one.
I do have a second one. You lost me on that. I did have a second one, but I lost thought
no
on that.
No problem. Could have just gone to Schwarzenegger. I mean, if you're going to do The Rock, then just go right to Arnold, who made a similar transition. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. Physical, big dude.
Are you saying bodybuilding to movie star or movie star to governor?
Well, I was. It's funny. I was thinking bodybuilder to movie star, but you're right. Movie star to governor is a whole other one.
You guys just took two good answers off the board.
Oh, I see. I got to get used to this whole thing.
I mean, Jody, stepping
on people's toes.
I mean, this is where someone could start, saying, like, Wentz to Foles to win the Super Bowl.
See, this is what I expect from Joe, but Jody, I expected more from you.
Last time I ever defend you, little guy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm making enemies everywhere.
Let's go to Gary in South Philadelphia. Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys, maybe I'll jump in and defend Mo. She kicked the show off with one of the great trivia questions of all time because George Lazenby is the only actor to play Bond only once.
Wow,
so
there you go.
If that ever comes up on Beat the Hammer, Joe, just, I helped you out there on a Friday.
Yeah, I won't remember it, but I appreciate it because that's – I'll never remember it.
Only guy to play him once. So my Bledsoe to Brady answer was taken, so I figured we'll have some fun with this based on who your esteemed co-host is today. But one of the most famous transitions that we can take a fun jab at our greatest rival is the long snap botched to Tony Romo in the playoffs on the missed field goal.
So just that he didn't get the ball down is like he did not transition is what you're saying. Is that sort of the theory?
Well, the transition failed. So
yeah, the
it's a famous transition moment.
Okay, I'll take it because it was rather humorous. And I believe that was Parcells' last game ever, right? Wasn't that it? Because Parcells, I think, was 03 to 06 with the Cowboys, 4 years. And I think that was the end of Parcells.
Wow, I'd forgotten that. I certainly remember that play, but I didn't remember it was Parcells' last game.
I believe so.
All I know is since that moment, they have 3 playoff wins. So it hasn't gone well as a transition for that group since that point.
No, it has not. No, it has not. All right, what do you got on the Eagles, dude?
On the Eagles, I just have a quick question. Obviously, we're going to talk about Hurts all year, but, you know, I think one of the things I paid attention to is everyone kind of asked all year last year about Gannon, and is this guy any good? What's the defense doing? And I just always believed you don't get head coaching interviews unless something is there. And with the additions they've made to the roster, I'm just curious in both of your opinions, what do you think will be the bigger story this year, the improvement of the defense, or is Hurts good enough?
I think the defense will improve more than Hurts will. And I think, listen, a lot of people are going to disagree with this. I think the lack of improvement from Hurts will shine in a bad way, as people say it.
As do I, because I know I said this with you 11 days ago when we did a show together. I'm kind of the middle of the road on the whole Hurts thing. Mm-hmm. Most people believe either he's going to be good and then we're going to have our quarterback and they'll get the contract extension done and he'll be a $30, $35, $40 million man, or he's going to be a bust out. It's a good thing we got those 2 draft picks because we're going to need to get a new quarterback. You know, I told you the fact that he's going to play on that 4th year of his rookie deal and they're going to continue the evaluation period, that's all based on the way he plays this year. Because, yeah, if he's great, he's going to get signed. If he stinks, they're moving on. If I'm a betting man, what do I think it's going to fall on? He'll be improved. He won't wow people. It won't be, yeah, we got to get this contract done now. I think they're going to say, yeah, Dylan, guess what? You're singing for your supper again next year.
Listen, if they do that, it'll help their salary cap next year. And it'll buy them one more year to try to find. Like, I think they will try to get a different quarterback after this year. But to your point, they might not be able to accomplish that. And then Hurts as the fallback on the rookie deal becomes a viable option.
And one thing I was going to disagree with a previous call we had earlier in the show.
Yep.
I think Saints are going to be okay. We'll find out what Kamara's suspension is, which, oh, by the way, the NFL takes its sweet time with absolutely everything. If Jameis is healthy, they won 9 games last year with Trevor Siemian.
I don't believe in Jameis in the pros. I don't, Jody.
How'd they win 9 games last year?
I don't know. I guess Sean Payton was their coach, right?
Payton was their coach. And they kept, and I'm not a huge Dennis Allen fan, but continuity of the staff I think was really important because Payton had put a very good staff together and it kept everybody in place there. Yeah, I think the Saints are going to win a minimum of 8 games. They could win 9 again.
Wow.
That key game at the end of the season, the Saints and Eagles are playing again this year. I think you got that wrong and beat the hammer 11 days
look
ago.
Look at you. You're a bad man, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Richie? Bring him back.
He'll be here soon enough.
I will crush your face.
I actually think the Saints are going to be okay. I don't think if that's what the Eagles are banking on, if Hurts stinks, they're going to be able to get a top draft pick because they're going to combine their 2 picks. They're winning 10-11. The Saints are winning 9 or 10. Though both of those picks are going to be in the second half of the first round of the draft. They're not getting up high enough to get one of the top 2 quarterbacks.
All right, to Sean in Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
Very good.
Hey, listen, hey, you got me going on that KD topic. These athletes that team hop and want to hold these teams hostage simply for their demands and self-centered nature just drives me crazy. But it's the owners of these teams that enable these athletes to do so. So somebody's got to draw the line at some point. I would not want a guy like
Sean, I think this Nets owner could be that guy. because he dealt with something so unique last year in Kyrie Irving. I think that Nets owner is so fed up. You know, I don't think this thing's going to go in a favorable direction for Durant or Kyrie or Ben.
I'll give you an example to show you why you're wrong.
Okay.
You're talking about Josiah, the owner of the Nets.
Yep.
Took that good hard stance. Kyrie's not getting vaccinated. He's not playing. He could play on the road.
Yeah.
He just couldn't play in New York. He's not playing. Oh, until they decided they really need him and said, all right, yeah, Kyrie, come back. We'll play you on the road games.
I know.
He folded last year. He's going to fold on the Durant thing again.
Listen, maybe. And it's a good point, Jody, because that was a cave. But that was also a cave for a purpose of
winning.
Yeah, winning.
And guess what? Getting the best trade for Kevin Durant is going to be winning rather than him not playing.
We'll see. Sean, give me a big answer, man. There are so many massive answers still left on a famous transition.
Famous transition. I'm going to give you a technological transition. How about the going from the landline to the cell phone, which impacts us on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's a pretty big answer right there. I mean, we still have the landline, but, boy, how many people use it? At least at home. Jody, do you have a home phone?
No.
Yeah. When did you give it up?
2 years, 3 years ago? Not at first. I had many friends who said, well, what's your home number? My home number's my cell number. You got my cell number. We're talking on the cell now. Okay, fine. A lot of people went to purely cell before I did. But, oh, yeah, about three years ago, took the cell phone. We just stopped to put the call in and go, yeah, you don't need to keep the line up anymore. I still have a couple of phones in my house. They're not plugged into anything. If need be, we could do it. And you know what? I have a landline in my house that never gets used. No one. There has never been one call made on it.
Do you pay for it?
Yes.
Like $10 kind of thing?
Don't know.
But it's part of a triple play kind of thing?
Absolutely.
So you,
it's the Comcast triple play, which they sold you. Yeah, you can have internet and cable, but it actually costs less to get the phone involved. So I said, fine. So I have a ask me what my home number is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I have a home number. I just don't know what it is because there are no phones plugged into it.
So it's not plugged into the wall?
No. But I have a home phone number.
By the way, real
somewhere,
quick,
somehow.
I got to just tell this story because this didn't go well about 20 years ago, Jody. So the idea of you buy more and you get it for less. I'm in a McDonald's drive-thru one time.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out whether I want to order the drink or not. I'm told by the person, you can't see the person, you know, it's through the system, right,
you're talking to the box.
I'm like, so, let's talk pricing here. He's like, oh, it's cheaper if you order the Coke. I'm like, well, all right, how much is it if it's the number one, and how much is it if it's the Big Mac and the fries? I mean, I'm getting no response, Jody.
Really?
So, I mean,
You asked too difficult a question?
I'm trying to just arrive at an answer, like, because you always hear that theory, that it's actually cheap, because I don't believe it. I don't believe that it is cheaper at McDonald's if you order the Coke than if you don't order the Coke. I don't believe it.
It's ordered the meal.
The meal.
The meal includes a beverage.
But why, like, in the world, would it be cheaper if you order more than if you order less?
Because most people aren't going to try and figure it out the way Joe DeCamera is. They're just going to say, no, give me my two things and move on, or give me the meal and move on. Then I go, hold on, let me get my phone out with the calculator app to see if I am actually saving 32
exactly.
cents.
Exactly. All right, Jody, I need your ruling on this because I saw this quote a couple days ago. We haven't gotten to it yet as a show. It might have been discussed elsewhere on the station, but Mickey Moniak, out of line. Out of line upon being traded by the Phillies. So for those that missed this, this was a couple days ago. Now, he has since gotten injured, by the way. And how long is he out for, Jody? What's the severity of this injury? Some kind of injury. All right.
Yeah.
So he's got some kind of injury.
He got the Philly injury out in L.A. He got hit by a pitch.
Oh, that's right. Right away. That's right. All right. So here's the quote Mickey Moniak gave upon being acquired by, what is it, the Angels? Yeah, the Angels.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. He's out of line here. Here's what he said. Looking back on my time in Philadelphia, I was grateful for it. Being given a chance as an 18-year-old kid, came up with them, debuted with them. But I think that, you know, for me, I've always been a guy that maybe takes a little bit to get comfortable at every level. And once I get comfortable, it's on from there. So wasn't really given that opportunity there, which makes sense. They're always in a pennant hunt with a lot of money on the field. So just to be here and be told that you're going to go out and play and have some fun is huge. Jody, he said he wasn't given an opportunity in Philadelphia. Jody Mack, you're a baseball man. Your response?
It was discussed here on the station because it was discussed by Mack and Mack on Sunday.
On the weekend, yeah.
Because he came out with the quote prior too. And I just had to go back and look up the numbers that he put up during his time in the big leagues. Awful.
Yeah.
Hideous. Below the Mendoza line, below the highway. He hit in the aughts one year. No, Mick, you got a chance. And when you are the first pick in the draft, when you get to the big leagues, you're expected to be able to play, not have to grow through 800 at-bats over a year and a half
right.
And then have it kick in. I did see that quote. We commented it on Sunday. I put his god-awful numbers out in the three different seasons that he was a member of the Phillies, part-time all three. But there was a reason he was part-time. When they put him out there, he couldn't buy a hit. His slugging percentage is ridiculously bad. No, and then he got the Philly karma.
It's ridiculous.
He did go out. He hit two home runs right away.
I know.
And then, boom, he gets hit on the hand with a pitch. What else is new? Just like he's still in Philly.
The whole thing's nuts. And to me, here's what makes it more nuts, because you focus on the major league part, and I totally get it, because that's when you think of the opportunity. He got to the big leagues, and he certainly did not shine. But you can make a case. His minor league numbers stunk.
Not great.
I mean, yeah, comparative to what they were supposed to be, they stunk. And comparative to other players, they were just very average. You can make a case he only got to the big leagues because he was a first pick or a first pick overall. Had he not been – if he was Mickey Moniak's six-round pick guy, there's a chance he never would have made the major leagues.
You could be onto something there.
So he's on this whole, I didn't get an opportunity. I'd be like, yo, dude, you got more of an opportunity than you probably even deserved. His mindset, ridiculous.
And, oh, by the way, you talk about things get forgotten quickly. He was going to be the Phillies' starting center fielder opening day this year. He was their best player in spring training. It wasn't going to be Odubel. They weren't ready to go Vierling. And what happens? He gets hurt. That's not the Phillies' fault. And that's your fault for getting hurt.
Well, totally. And here's the other thing I'll say, Jody, and then right back to the calls. He also, over the last couple of years, was clearly at the Phillies' worst position. I mean, other than relief pitching all those years, there was more opportunity in center field than, you know, like right field with Bryce Harper or catcher with JT. I mean, he was at the position most primed to be taken, and he couldn't take it.
Yep.
So his comments to say fall flat are an understatement. Ridiculous. To the phones, 215-592-9494, if you want to comment on that. Let's go to Gary right now in Ambler. Gary, how are you, pal?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to hear from
good.
You.
Thanks.
Talk to you, brother. Hey, you know, I was high on the Eagles until I started listening this morning when, you know, Andrew was pretty rough on him. And I know we've been talking about, like, hey, if he can get to be a top 10 quarterback. And the numbers, Joe, you just said were astounding. Like, he's only 23 out of 26. For him to make that leap, that's not a little leap.
Gary, that's when people thought he was playing well. Now, to be clear, because this has to be said, what I referenced were passing statistic measurements, and he is an outstanding, outstanding running quarterback. I think we pretty much all agree second best running quarterback in football, and so that aids what he can do on the field. But, boy, as a passer, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, a long way. And if let's hope it is something just small with Kelsey. But, you know, he's our major downfield blocker. If he can't go, we're not going to get the runs we did last year without him.
Well, not necessarily. It changes it, but it doesn't negate the run game. You got to remember, there's still a lot of big guys up front.
Yeah, you're right.
No disrespect to Kelsey, but the other four starting offensive linemen, they got a good group.
But I just saying they'll get a good push, but, you know, maybe that 8-9 yards down the field where he can really spring somebody open. Yeah.
Kelsey could just be different types of plays, although – to be fair, Juergens is, you know, supposed to be in the mold of Kelsey, so maybe it is the same exact type of place. Gary, give me a big answer here for a famous transition.
Little off the wall, but I'm going to go Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner.
Already said. Got to give me a different one.
Oh, I missed you just for a second when my phone overheated. Man, I don't have one off the hand. I'm sorry.
All right, man. You got it. You got it.
And you know who may come out of this by luck smelling like a rose? If Kelsey misses time. All right, first game. No, you're not ready. Second game, third game, fourth. Oh, shoot. Kelsey's missed a month. Howie Roseman using a second-round pick on Cam Jurgens when you've already got a Pro Bowl center, because the Eagles' philosophy always is build up the lines, build up the lines, build up the lines. May pay dividends first month of the season.
So let me tell you something, Jody. You might know from listening through the years, I am a Howie guy, and I agree with you. Now, look, time will tell. I mean, maybe Cam Jurgens is going to stink, and he's going to be a bust, and, you know, you never know. But Howie got blasted for the Landon Dickerson pick last year. He got, I wouldn't say blasted, but I would say largely criticized.
Got blasted for the Jalen Hurts pick. That's for damn sure. I was one of very few, and I don't think you bought in the same way I did.
No, I was a believer in the pick, because I thought it was a risk worth taking, because I did not believe in Hurts. I did not believe in Wentz at the time.
Really?
I was very clear, and I took a lot of flack here on the show. The words I said repeatedly, and people that listened 2 years ago will remember this, I kept saying I am thankful that he selected Jalen Hurts. It gave them an option.
And I didn't think Hurts was going to fall apart the way that he did.
No one saw it coming like that. That was a whole.
I wasn't even close. Yeah. I was a defender because I thought he was being unfairly critiqued because his last name wasn't Foles. Mm-hmm. He didn't win the Super Bowl. Foles did. And then I thought they overly judged Wentz. But he fell apart at the seams, and I had to do a 180 and go, oops, I'm wrong. He stinks. But I liked the Hurts pick because I knew what it was. It was a backup pick. He was going to be the backup. Carson Wentz was going to be the Eagles' starting quarterback. Carson Wentz, who's oft times injured, you need someone to go in and be able to hold it down. It wasn't going to be Nick Foles. Nick Foles had already left, so you needed a backup quarterback, and an expensive one as a young player was a good thing. That's why they took him, and nobody seemed to comprehend that, even when they said why they did it. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I didn't think James would be the starter by the end of the first season.
Let me tell you something. If anyone does, you can call it a study or an evaluation or a look back on Eagles history from the early 90s on. They go to the backup quarterback two-thirds of the years. Two-thirds. Now, it might be for two games, or it might be for 10 games, but, you know, those two games can be the difference between making and missing the playoffs. And Howie Roseman has that institutional knowledge, and there's no doubt in my mind what you just touched on was a big factor in why they selected Jalen Hurts. They also knew the NFL schedule was likely going to be expanded, which it was. And it's like, yo, I mean, it matters. Heck, the team won a Super Bowl by going to the backup quarterback. Yeah. Jody Cameron, Jody Mack in for John today, right here on 94 WIP.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. One note from the world of sports we haven't even gotten to yet today, but a pretty big one. It's not every day that perhaps the greatest of all time announces a pending retirement, but Jody, Serena from the world of tennis announcing earlier today that the upcoming U.S. Open will be her finale.
Wow.
In tennis. And, you know, she is tied with Margaret Court. She's been trying to pass is it tied or one behind? I think it's tied, right?
You're going women's tennis on me?
Dude, women's tennis is great, man. Women's tennis is great.
Serena's great, but, yeah.
All right, well, I believe she's...
You're asking the wrong guy. Would you, let me ask you a question.
Why?
Would you have asked this question of John Ritchie?
No, because I know
he would. Okay, well, then there you go.
But, Jody...
I want you to treat me like Ritchie.
Jody, it's with respect I asked that question. I wouldn't think John would know that. I would think the Mac man would know that answer.
So, you're attempting to complimentary, and my ineptitude turned it into a dig. All right, fine, thanks.
Well, I will be rooting for her in the upcoming U.S. Open, but that is the swan song. Look, you could see it coming. She has had a lot of injuries in recent years, and obviously she's up there in age from a tennis standpoint. So we'll see if she can crank it up one more time with the U.S. Open up ahead in the coming weeks, and then that will be the end. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and what's been a pretty busy day here. Let's talk to Clay right now. Hi, Clay.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm in Kansas City listening on the Odyssey app. So
cool.
Thank goodness for that. Get my Eagles fixed. Hey, real quick, the thing about the Eagles running or passing.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2017, I think we're underestimating just how important the run game was.
Totally agree.
I mean, they dominated teams. I mean, look at the first half of the Super Bowl. They won that game, I think, because they just took the will away from the Patriots' line to get a
Clay, I forget which commentator it was. It was an ESPN commentator before the Super Bowl. He picked the Eagles to win against the Patriots in 2017, and he said the reason that was different from 04, he said because the Eagles have, he was talking in the present tense, a power running game. And he was saying, look, I mean, my God, Brian Westbrook, one of my favorite players of all time, one of the great Eagles offensive forces of all time. But it was not as much power running in 04. By the way, Richie was out, and that hurt the running game because he was the lead fullback, different offense at that time. I mean, with LeGarrette Blount as a sledgehammer, and Jay Ajayi, he was pretty much a sledgehammer also, that was big, man.
Who's this year's Jay Ajayi?
They don't have one, Jody.
Well, okay. No, so you want to run? Let me say something. So Kennedy Brooks, I get a lot of OU here in the Midwest. I'm telling you, that kid can run downhill. So I am, and you know, running backs, they can come in immediately and make an impact as a rookie. I hope that kid can play because I think he's really good, and I think they're just going to run it down people's throats. I really do, and I think that helps. And AJ Brown wants to be a part of that. He was a part of that in Nashville, so I think it could work.
Listen, the fact that A.J. Brown is a great blocker, which is nice, but I can't fathom it's what he prefers to do.
No, me neither, but I'm just saying.
I mean, there's
he'll
a difference
be a
between
team
being
guy.
Willing and wanting it. Jody, you ever know, maybe other than Hines Ward, a wide receiver that prefers a run? Hines Ward wanted to take out Ray Lewis, and a couple times he did. Hey, Clay, give me a big answer here for a famous transition.
So I think the one that wins is the mobile phone to the home phone. That was a great one. But mine is a little offbeat. I think the biggest transition was in college football when they went from having just ESPN and Fox to, like, all these regional – the SEC network and the Pac-10 network. That completely changed everything that's happening with this conference realignment. All that is based on these networks because they're all making money off of it. So I think that's a huge transition.
That's a pretty big part of it.
He's right.
Yeah, it's a pretty big part of it, Clay. Appreciate the call.
Here's the one thing I'll say about A.J. Brown, the blocker. He got paid. If he was still waiting for that major contract payoff, second contract, mega millions, he'd be, no, I want the ball. Put the ball in my hand, throw it to me 120 times over the course of the year. That's how this offense should run. The fact that he got paid makes it less of an issue, less of something that he could get his nose bent out of shape of. So if they do become a running team, I don't think A.J. Brown will be the guy going to the media going, I was told we were going to come here and pass the football.
So, Jody, one transition I got to point out, and it dawned on me, I mean, I kind of was aware of it on Saturday watching the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions, but it really struck me last night when I thought back on it. I'm going to give you a transition. It was a bad transition.
Okay.
I don't like the Pro Football's Hall of Fame's decision to say, hey, inductees, you get 8 minutes. Listen, I know sometimes some of those things went too long. I get it. We've all been to banquets where it's like people keep talking and talking and talking. But you know what? Someone makes the Hall of Fame, and those speeches used to be, I would refer to them as more passionate because they were unbridled. You didn't have the restraint of the clock. And I'm watching those speeches the other day, and I could just tell they all had more, and they weren't allowed to give it other than Vermeil, who went three times past the limit. Jody, I need a thumbs up or thumbs down on the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame's decision to say, no, Hall of Famers, you get 8 minutes.
As usual, I will find the perfect compromise position in the middle. No, you can't just give them open-ended. They can't.
But they did for years.
Well, and for years, there were some that just flat-out dragged. And I watched, like you watch, you're a sports knucklehead. I'm a sports knucklehead. I'd turn it off. There's got to be a game on here somewhere where some action's going on because this guy's been going on for 35 minutes. Trying to trim it to 8 was a little drastic.
Really drastic?
Yeah. It wasn't a bad idea, but they tried to slam it down somebody's throat. And I knew there was no way. We had Vermeil on, Glenn and I, last Sunday. And he told us, I asked him about the speech.
He wasn't happy.
I've already written it.
Yeah.
I can get it done in 7 minutes and change, so I'm in a good position right now. And I wish I was in studio with Glenn because he could have seen me roll my eyes. Yeah. I didn't think that had any chance of happening. There's a reason why they put him last. because they were going to cut him that slack. They weren't going to play the music on him.
I don't know about that, Jody, because I talked to him about 2 months ago, and he seemed that he was really of the mindset that he was supposed to keep it to eight.
Oh, I think he had the mindset, but I knew it had no chance of happening.
Yeah, I mean, he was not...
He said he worked through it once. He had read it once to himself and was at seven and change. So he said, I'm going to be able to do the 8 minutes. And, yeah, I kept from laughing out loud on the air.
Right.
And he did. He went 20 minutes. I did. I made sure I recorded it so I knew exactly how long it was. And it was over 20 minutes. Yeah, they handled it well. But the overall stance of there should be a time limit on it, while I buy that, they overcorrected and tried to make it too quick a proceeding.
215-592-9494 to weigh in. Up ahead, time's yours. More phone calls as well. Plus, somehow, some way, we're going to have to try to figure out most famous transition of all time. Ain't going to be easy because we've had a lot of great answers. It's all up ahead from training camp on 94WIP. Well, that's right. Time's yours. We not only check those voicemails, we play at least a couple of them, the best of the best.
Time's yours, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up for the fifth seed this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy.
Let's hit it right now with Time's Yours.
10:04 a.m. on a Monday, and we got Jan Janssen filling in for Richie, and boom, right out of the gate. Fact point of the week right there. Richie, I love you, but I think John Johnson might have one up on you. Time's yours.
Well, what'd he say?
I assume that you would have remembered what the factoid was yesterday.
Oh, well, I don't. I remember it was pretty good, but I don't. So, you know. By the way, I also think someone might have just run into our trailer here. Did we have an accident?
Sure? Are you sure? Was that just Breitmeyer dropping stuff?
No.
Or
Dave Breitmeyer, I need a ruling here. Did someone just hit our trailer with a little truck guy?
Yes.
I mean, the trailer got hit. Dave Breitmeyer is now leaving the trailer to go find out the damage that was done.
Got to exchange insurance info.
We are next to some tents on one side, and we've got the dumpster in the back. And, yes, somebody came by and whacked us the trailer on the front end.
Moshe, could you hear that back in the studio?
I did not hear that, no.
Okay. Yeah, the trailer got in an accident in a parked condition. Someone, I'm not making this up, someone just hit the trailer. All right, keep going.
Yeah, could somebody explain to me how Noah Syndergaard goes his entire career without being able to figure out how to hold runners on base? I don't get it. He's a professional major league pitcher, and he still, after all these years, can't hold runners on. Makes no sense to me. Thanks. Time's yours.
Well, Jody, you've seen more Mets games than I have. Is that true?
Yeah, he's not great at it, but he's not the first. It's not like no pitcher has ever been able to not hold runners on before. It's a weakness. He wants to point it out. That's fine. He put enough runners on that holding him on became a bit of an issue. Be nice if you don't let 11 hits in 5 innings
totally.
In your next start, Thor. He's an upgrade. I'll live with the fact that he's not great at old runners on.
We want to talk about ridiculous movies. I love the movie Major League, but I'm watching it right now. Come on, man. Eddie Harris ain't going 9 innings. Eddie Harris ain't going 9 2/3. There's no way. He's like 65 years old. Come on. It's a total farce. What a total violation of that movie. Nobody talks about.
Wait, is he saying the old pitcher, Jody?
Yeah.
Is that who he's talking about? Yeah. That guy was pretty old. Then again, Roy Hobbs was, I mean, Robert Redford was, wasn't he about 55 years old when he made the Natural?
But he looked like he could pull it off. He still looked a heck of a lot younger
well,
than he
Redford,
actually was.
Redford, me and Redford have been confused for each other quite a bit through the years.
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
One thing only, Vasily. That's right. We're in the hunt for Red October, baby.
Well, I love it, man.
Get ready for it.
Yeah, it was a really cool part of the, you know, the Phil's thing half a generation ago, and got a shot again. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Jody, you know, I thought it was a very underrated part of movie history because it doesn't get discussed that much, but I thought it was super cool. In the hunt for the Red October, in the first, whatever it is, 20 or so minutes, maybe even 30, when Sean Connery and the others in the Soviet sub are talking in Russian before they switch to English. Remember that?
No.
They begin in the movie talking Russian.
And if I've seen A Hunt for Red October once, I've seen it 87 times, but I always pick it up in mid-movie.
Yeah, early part.
It's on, okay, yeah, I'll hang for a while. But I almost never catch it at the beginning, so I did not remember.
Yeah,
that.
Pretty cool stuff. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Harry right now in New Jersey. Hi, Harry.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How are you?
We're doing well, buddy.
Man, great to talk to you. You know what? I got to say, you guys really brightened my day. You're a strange dude, Joe, but you keep me laughing.
Well, if that's what it takes.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, I just want to talk to Phillies, man. I'm really excited. It's been a long time since I missed a day of baseball. Like, they were off last night, and I had nothing to watch. I was watching Little League baseball.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. It's nice every once in a while to get that night off. You don't have to be tethered to the television for, 3 hours and 59 minutes.
Well, when it's a Phillies game, you know it's going to be about that long.
That's my point. All right, but you're excited for the Fightin' Phils?
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I really think that we have a shot. I mean, two World Series winners in the past, 4 years out of our division, were like 500 around the All-Star break, got hot at the right time. I think that's what the Phillies are doing.
All right, I like your thinking. Harry, give me a great answer here for a famous transition.
All right, so I had one, but I'm sitting here waiting. I think I'm going to change it. How about the United States from the British colonies?
It's a very famous transition. You know, I mean, we're up and out of here, Britain, and we'll fight you for independence. Bang.
Our first W.
It was our first W. Well, actually, no, it was not our first W. I'd call Bunker Hill our first W, because that was before we even made the call for freedom in 1776. Didn't we win that 1775 battle?
Yeah, but it was a lead-in.
it's like winning game one in a seven-game series.
Wait a minute. Are you comparing it to the 016ers going out to L.A. and then losing the rest of the way?
No, because we won.
I don't know what happened there, but it has to start somewhere. We're not breaking it down that much to the first original battle. No, with the W. A big W. Do I need to say big W?
It is a big
W. Our first big W was...
It's a big W right there. All right, let's turn too quickly. We're looking for a famous transition. We've had a lot of great answers today. Let's keep it moving. Let's move fast. Chris, give me an answer for a famous transition.
Listen to our show. I got the winning answer right here. When Bruce Jenner transitioned into Caitlyn Jenner.
Already been said. Give me a different one.
Dang, that's all I got. That's the winner.
All right, my man. I get it. I mean, that's the third person that had said that. Dave, give me a big answer, Dave. Transition.
Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow, is that big. That is really big. It's got winning potential. George in Delaware. George, who do you got?
Wizard of Oz, going from black to color TV.
You know, that's good, too. Black and white's a color when you get to the Munchkins, which, of course, Jody, was a huge deal in 39 because, that was one of the first movies to ever be in color. So not only was it a movie in color, but the creators of the movie literally put it into the movie as a part of the storyline.
Transition in the movie itself and then transition all of movies.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Wow. All right. Hold on. Let's try to keep it moving. Monty, give me another haymaker answer, Monty.
How about when Clark Kent turns into Superman?
Good God.
They're all good.
What are we going to do here, Jody? See, these are, well, sometimes it goes to the next day. Do you understand how sometimes I'm like, I got to do a poll?
Just happened yesterday, yes. All right, I know. You made me be the deciding factor.
Jody, should I just do a poll tomorrow?
No. Here's how I would handle it.
All right, go ahead.
In Moish, we trust.
Moish?
Oh, come on, Jody.
Come on, big guy. You got this.
By the way, Moish, I just want to say, bad job by Jody. He just took content in tomorrow's show away from me.
Yeah,
by not allowing
suck it up
to
and get
over.
It done tomorrow, buddy.
Who maybe, you got, maybe tomorrow will be a slow
you,
news
who
day.
Who you got in here with?
I got Tom Kelly. Maybe
Tom
it'll be
Kelly.
Maybe someone.
All right. Well, then forget Moshe. You're going to need help tomorrow with
no,
Kelly.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Moshe.
Which, by the way, who's taller, Moshe or Tom Kelly?
It's Tom.
The Munchkins.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Tom's definitely taller.
I thought it would have been. I thought it might have been
right.
You, big guy.
No,
guys,
I'm 5'4". I'm short. Okay. I'm thinking. I'm going to narrow
where
it.
Here are some of the big answers. Michael Corleone going from good guy to psychopath. Charlie Sheen to Ashton Kutcher. Joe Girardi to Rob Thompson. Very topical answer. We've got the answers of Reagan going from actor to president. We've got Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner. We've got Walter White becoming just a psychopath himself as Heisenberg. Bledsoe to Brady. We've got the landline to the cell phone. We got the U.S. to Britain. Anakin to Darth Vader. Black and white movies to color movies. Clark Kent to Superman. Moshe, make some sense of it.
Yeah, I think it's Michael Corleone becoming the Godfather, landline to cell phone, colonies to USA, Anakin to Vader, black and white to color. I'm knocking Clark Kent to
Superman
off.
You narrowed it down to five, so that doesn't count as narrowing it down.
I narrowed knocked
Jody
one
Mack.
Off.
Jody Mac.
And I'm going to one that he didn't pick.
What are you saying?
Jenner. That's societal.
It was said by three people, but man, Clark Kent to Superman?
Dude, colonies
Superman.
To
he goes
country?
Up there to St. Louis Lane? I mean, he goes through the little thing in the hotel and, like, he pops out, bang, here he is with the cape.
Yeah, but Bruce Jenner went from Superman to Superwoman.
He really did. All right, fair enough. Joe with the winning answer. Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner as the Mac Man laying it down. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. It was a pleasure talking to Jordan Davis and Landon Dickerson earlier. We'll be back from training camp tomorrow with Tom Kelly in here with me.
You want to go over and play the ponies with me for a couple hours?
Do I have to stand outside and be in the heat?
Absolutely not. It's nice and air-conditioned.
Let me think about
it. At the Turf Club.
That's a possibility.
And then we're going to the Phillies game afterwards.
Enjoy the Phillies.
And maybe Delilah's thereafter.
Whoa!
The camera's got plans.
Whoa!
I'm dragging his butt out with me tonight. I'm on this side of the bridge. We're going out, big guy.
The Mac Man laying it down. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back from Eagles training camp. Tom Kelly here tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. John and Ike are up next on 94 WIP.